Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Joburg 20 and Mafeking 26. As we celebrate Heritage Day, a cultural expert says honouring South Africans' distinctive and unique ethnicity is what sets our country apart and makes us a rainbow nation. The University of Johannesburg's Gugu Mazibuko says people should use this day as an opportunity to embrace each other's diverse cultures and languages.
Each and every ethnic group has its own identity, traditions and cultures. So living together in a rainbow nation, it requires people who are culturally sensitive to other people's cultures, who are culturally tolerant. When we live together, we preserve our heritage, both tangible and intangible.
This year's official Heritage Day celebrations are taking place in Ficksburg, with Deputy President Paul Mashatile delivering the keynote address. An investigation has been launched after a female patient was found dead at the Dr. George Mukhari Academic Hospital in Tshwane. The Gauteng Department of Health confirmed she was found hanging in a locked bathroom yesterday, shortly after being admitted on Saturday. According to the department's Kutso Rabotata, hospital staff impacted by the incident are receiving counselling.
The Gauteng Department of Health is deeply saddened by the tragic passing of a 36-year-old female patient. The police have been notified. We remain committed to compassionate care and preventing such incidents occurring in future.
Now to KwaZulu-Natal, where travel disruptions caused by unusually heavy snowfall over the weekend have had a knock-on effect on local tourism. Chairperson for the Hospitality Association, FEDASA, Brett Tange, says B&Bs and other resorts in southern KZN reported a number of cancellations.
What was supposed to have been a bumper long weekend for certain accommodation establishments actually ended up as a bit of a disappointment. There's a number of people that couldn't get through to the accommodation establishments, especially up in the Drakensberg, and then also to an extent people coming from inland going to the coastal resorts and establishments as well.
The blizzard left thousands of motorists stranded, some for nearly 2 days, when portions of the N3 toll route were closed. In international news, Israel has announced dozens of new airstrikes on Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon today, a day after 492 people, including 35 children, were killed in the deadliest bombardment since 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war. Israel has dubbed its large-scale raids on Hezbollah Operation Northern Arrows after announcing earlier this month it was shifting the focus of its firepower from Gaza to Lebanon. World leaders have expressed alarm over the rapid escalation, with UN Chief Antonio Guterres saying he was gravely alarmed, and France and Egypt calling on the UN's Security Council to intervene. And finally, specialist divers surveying the wreckage of the superyacht Bayesian that sank off Sicily in August have asked for heightened security to guard this vessel over concerns that sensitive data locked in its safes may interest foreign governments. Seven people were killed in the accident, including British tech tycoon Mike Lynch. Lynch was associated with British, American and other intelligence services through his various companies. Divers will soon make suggestions for how to best raise the 473-ton vessel to the surface and how to protect any sensitive data. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuusuur, Adjunkpresident Paul Mashatile lei vandag die amptelike erfenisdag feesvieringe in Ficksburg in die Vrystaat.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's